Arne.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. I'm excited to talk a little bit about the details of your real estate investing world today. And some of these topics are really crucial for us to understand. Tax implication being one of them, tax credits, cuts, these types of things. Obviously, they're really important to us. And you know what's interesting? I wish I knew everything about everything, right? That would be like the most incredible thing in the world, because then I could probably have the self-proclamation. If I can get the word right, proclamation out there that I'm like the smartest human being alive. But quite frankly, I don't have that ability. Neither does a lot of the people that I know. So I must say, talking about these kind of really important topics relating to tax cuts, relating to cost segregation, and what's been coming down the pike, how the budget bill passed February 8th by Congress, and the extension for some of the energy efficiency modules. There are really important conversations, especially for those of you that are building new construction. You might have existing units. You might be considering getting into the multifamily world, for example. All of this relates to that. I have a lot of folks currently in my network that have been looking at multifamily as potential opportunities. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, gee whiz, we have to understand this other world outside of just the finding the deal and structuring the capital behind the deal. There's a lot more that goes into it. And this is like the finer details that you absolutely need to know to understand if this world even makes sense. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Again, I am super, super, super excited to be delivering crazy awesome value, because my guest is Heidi Henderson from Engineered Tax Services. And I can't wait to have this conversation, because I feel like as a result of this conversation, I'm going to feel the exact same way after speaking with my securities attorney. And every time I talk to Jason, it's always, you know, gee whiz, I didn't think about that the way that I should have, and now it makes a lot more sense. Or even my trust planning attorney, he knows everything about the different types of trusts and all the nitty-gritty details, and I leave that meeting kind of in a daze and just overwhelmed with good information. So you're going to have questions for me and Heidi throughout the show. Go to engineeredtaxservices.com if you have questions for Heidi. If you have questions for me, it's super easy. Go to thinkrealty.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Avi Goldhawk. I'm absolutely here to answer your questions. Or if you'd even like a warm intro to Heidi, I'm happy to do that as well. So let's go ahead and bring her on without further ado. Heidi, are you with me?
I'm here. Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for your time today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Help me understand and our audience understand a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. As you said, my name is Heidi Henderson. I am the Executive Vice President of Engineered Tax Services. And I have this running joke. I probably should, you know, stop saying it, but I still think it's kind of funny. A lot of people ask, what do you do? And I've tried to come up with the one-liner, which is really easy consensus as to, you know, exactly what we do. We're a licensed engineering firm. And so I came up with a tagline, well, we are tax engineers. And when I started saying that, the next comment that we would receive was, oh, well, is that legal? I started to realize I might need to clarify just a little bit more. Engineered Tax Services is a national specialty tax firm and is actually a licensed engineering firm. So we don't do tax returns. We're not a CPA firm, as what most individuals are used to or what they think of when they're talking with their CPA about filing tax returns. The way that I correlate it is much like a general practitioner doctor would be your CPA. And then oftentimes you go to a specialist like an orthopedic if you have a knee injury or something more specific. So as a specialty tax provider, that's exactly what we are. We are a specialist, and the main focus of what we drill into is real estate investments, real estate investors, and properties all over the country. We are located all over the U.S. We deal with about 200 to 250 projects every month across the country, 16 offices nationally, and really focus on federal tax incentives, depreciation, credits, and different types of incentives, ways to reduce tax liability by or through those real estate investments as people acquire them.
So that's a very specialized niche. I know, like, the first time I was on your website, I'm like, okay, awesome, we're going to have an accounting-based conversation. But then I'm like, wait a minute, this goes so much deeper, and it's very, very relevant to real estate investors that are doing, whether it's a small deal, medium-sized deal, large deal, because it really helps to understand the tax liability and how you can reduce that. So we have about a minute and a half before we have to go to break, Heidi. What are some of the biggest mistakes that you find new clients before working with you? Because hopefully after, and I'm sure after working with you, they get their stuff in order and together, and they're super, super happy. But what are some of those initial mistakes that you find real estate investors making on their projects that hinder their overall tax base?
Yeah, that is a great question. I think the number one mistake is that people assume that their CPA knows everything. And particularly with individuals who are working with a local CPA firm or a small single proprietor or small firm, they maybe don't have the expertise to see some of these more strategic types of opportunities that exist to help reduce or optimize their tax situation. Because those CPAs oftentimes just aren't aware of it, or they don't have the resources or know who to go to. So I think the number one problem or error is not understanding this type of information and all of the applicable benefits to investing in real estate and how that can really create this enormous tax-saving scenario to help increase wealth, increase portfolio, really step into that investment aspect and reap the benefits from the really full expanse of it.
Gotcha. Generally speaking, what type of client works with you? Is it a single family investor? Is it more of a larger multifamily investor, commercial galler guy? What's the ideal type of person?
Yeah, our ideal client is very, very broad. We have worked with everything from very, very large properties in downtown Manhattan that are new construction skyscrapers, all the way down to, I recently did a local Mexican restaurant that's just down the street from me. His total property basis was just over $300,000. And on the larger skyscraper side, we're doing projects in the $300 million range. So we have the ability and the really scope to be able to help real estate investors of all sizes who own any type of investment property that has a basis of typically above $300,000 or more.
That's really good to know. So what's the best way that folks can get in touch with you? Because I'm sure they're going to have a lot of questions as a result of this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My contact information, my office phone number typically is the easiest way to reach our local office here, which is 801-689-0325. And our website is www.engineeredtaxservices.com.
Awesome. Thank Realty Nation. You heard it. EngineerTaxServices.com. We're going to be right back with Heidi Henderson, Executive Vice President of Engineer Tax Services. Got questions for me? Go to ThinkRealty.com. Find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. Pick up a copy of the print magazine of Think Realty at your local Barnes & Noble or the 84 Lumber Stores. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buying HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now.
What is your return on life? Do you struggle with investing for a safe return? Is finding a genuinely passive investment proving difficult? American Real Estate Investments specializes in passive income real estate investing through single-family rentals, private money lending, and international vacation rental properties. Visit us at areiusa.com or call 888-323-2734 to speak with an investment coordinator. American Real Estate Investments, making it easy to build wealth through real estate.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? You're listening to the sound of my voice, and I know you like it. I'm back, and my guest today is Heidi Henderson with EngineeredTaxServices.com. Go check her out. Go check out the team. Get in touch with them if you have any questions as a result of the show, because quite frankly, I will. And that's exactly where I'm going as well. EngineeredTaxServices.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealty.com. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn or Twitter. Just, you know, I'm all over the place on social. If you can't spell my name, guess what? Google will autocorrect it for you. Even better, right? Heidi, let's get into the conversation about cost segregation, because that's a concept that I know for many investors out there can be very foreign. And help me understand exactly what that is and what it means.
Absolutely. I have been in real estate for just over 20 years and have been in tax consulting. I have my master's in accounting. It's always been my focus is how accounting and tax relates to real estate, which has just always been in my realm throughout the progress of my career. When I began investing in real estate, I knew nothing of cost segregation. And in essence, what this methodology or this practice is it's an alternate approved method from the IRS of how we depreciate real estate. And many people don't realize when they acquire a building that many CPAs will simply look at that existing building, the purchase statement, and look at the amount paid and factor or calculate the depreciation, which is in essence how the IRS says you can write off a portion of your building over a period of time. Just as background, commercial property, that time is 39 years. And for residential property or multifamily, that's 27 and a half years. So the purchase price is typically parlayed out over that year period of time as approved by the IRS. But the alternate method is another called MAKERS, which is an accelerated method where if you have an analysis performed on the building and you understand that rather than having acquired a single asset, one large building, you in fact acquired thousands, maybe tens of thousands of assets. And those might include your carpeting, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, roofing materials, light fixtures, landscaping and asphalt driveways, those types of things. And we don't realize that the IRS has actually applied useful lives or depreciation lives for each of those assets individually that are much, much shorter than what we typically see in just the property identification. So instead of 39 years, many of those assets might be 5 years, 7 years, or 15 years. So that the process of cost segregation is in essence changing how you look at the building from just one asset into all of the multitude of assets that you actually own and have acquired, and then optimizing the tax and the depreciation that you're allowed to take because you then have that data for what the existing cost is for the carpet or for the existing appliances and other fixtures within the building.
Gotcha. So what I'm understanding is this, is for commercial property, there's a 39-year depreciation schedule. For residential property, like a single-family home or multifamily, there's a 27.5-year depreciation schedule. But
that's correct.
Every property has cabinets. Every property has carpet, hopefully, right? Like every property has doors. It has an HVAC system. So what you're saying is you can pull out instead of using, say, on commercial property, the 39-year depreciation schedule, that you would much rather get or take advantage of the shorter depreciation schedule by individually picking out components, which could lead to, or which could essentially result in, a few hundred, if not a few thousand, of these individual components, and see the benefit on the tax side that much quicker. Are there any what are the pros and cons? I'm sure there are pros and cons to doing it one way or the other. What are the pros of doing it on, say, the shorter timeline versus the 39 years for commercial and the 27 and a half years for residential?
Sure. So first off, I would say the pros to shifting the acceleration the depreciation into accelerated class lives is that you're shifting all of that and it really increases the cash flow. The thought process or the methodology behind that allowable method by the IRS is that you then are going to quickly depreciate those assets over a period of time where they'll likely fail and then they need to be replaced. So if you keep that money in hand rather than paying it out in tax, then you'll have that cash in hand to make repairs as they come up on the property and need to be done for those assets that likely last over a short period of time. So the pros to having a cost segregation study and accelerating that is the cash flow, the depreciation you realize, the tax savings in the early years of the property. It's also the time value of money. So if you're looking at a property and for easy purposes, we say we have $1 million building and we're able to reclassify about 30% of that building in five-year property or other short-term property, you could be looking at $300,000 of depreciation that you realize within the first 5 or 6 years rather than spreading that out over a 40-year period. The typical increase of depreciation we see in the first year or two is over 300% more depreciation.
Huh.
So the pros are it's a significant increase there, allowing the property owner to continue to reinvest in their building. The cons are that some taxpayers, depending on how they're structured, might not be able to use the depreciation. Now, when might that happen? It would happen if the taxpayer is not profitable. So if they don't have revenue and they're not paying income tax, the depreciation is reducing your taxable income. So paying to have a cost segregation study done, which the analysis is always going to come at a fee, then the cons to that would be if the fee is more than what the realized tax benefits would be,
yes,
that's a scenario you likely wouldn't want to do that. And the other con I would say is when in the fix and flip scenario. So a property owner who's buying, fixing, and immediately flipping or selling that property within a short period of time, typically it doesn't make sense to accelerate and take all the depreciation, which might incur some additional tax upon the sale of the property. So we recommend that a property hold or an owner hold a property for typically at least 3+ years before it really makes sense to apply the strategy.
So we're about to go to break in about a minute. I'm very interested then to talk a little bit about the scenario of somebody listening that has a portfolio of single family rentals, because from what you're telling me, the cost segregation study and limiting and decreasing that tax liability only really makes a whole lot of sense if you're holding on to an asset for more than 3 years. So I want to talk about that a little bit. But I think this is very, very valuable information for anybody listening that has some type of ownership interest in commercial property, in residential property, in pools of residential property. If you own 50, 60, 70 single family rentals, you need this info. If you own an apartment complex or like 100 of them, get in touch with Heidi and her team. You know how to do it? Go to engineeredtaxservices.com. And if you have questions for me, quite frankly, I'm going to refer everything over to Heidi because I'm just I'm learning a whole lot in this conversation. But you know what? On the off chance that you have questions for me, get in touch. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Just, you know, find me. I'll see you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
St- Think Realty listeners. It's your host, Avi Golhar, and we're back. My guest today is Heidi Henderson, Executive Vice President of Engineered Tax Services. You can say that like five times fast, and I'll give you a gold star for the day. We've been having a great conversation about cost segregation for real estate investors. And before the break, we were introducing the concept of buy and hold, and how you, as a real estate investor, if you have multiple residential rentals, or if you have a portfolio, or if you have multifamily, how you can take advantage of what Heidi has been talking about regarding cost segregation. Heidi, let's continue that conversation here for me for a second, because if I'm listening to this and I'm thinking to myself, gee whiz, you know, Heidi is a complete like whiz at all this stuff. She's awesome. And Avi is like this real estate nut. So I might have a rental property. It's worth maybe $100,000 to $150,000. I'm getting $1,200 a month in rent. Or I might have maybe two or three or four of these properties. Should this even matter to me? Should I even bring it up with my CPA? Because you said, you know, the first mistake that real estate investors make is that they think their CPA knows everything. So I'm confused. Help me understand why this matters to me.
Absolutely. So even with residential portfolio properties, I'd mentioned in one of our prior segments that the threshold typically is a building with a basis of maybe $300,000. But oftentimes, for investors who hold multiple real estate or residential rental properties, for example, I have a great client that recently did a portfolio of 27 residential properties. He's actually been growing his portfolio over time, and he's quite young. He and his wife have done an amazing job of beginning to invest with very inexpensive rental properties. One of them was a $75,000 basis, and he's continued to grow over time. As he's grown that portfolio, he now has invested in an eightplex and is continuing to want to increase and grow his ability to purchase larger properties and increase his investment. We were able to apply this cost segregation strategy on all of his properties, regardless that most of them had very low basis amounts, because all of them were really in a pretty close proximity to each other. Really within a 30-mile radius, we had all of these properties. There is a site visit that's required under IRS guidelines when performing a cost segregation study. So we were able to have our engineer out on site, go through all the properties and do very quick walkthroughs on those to capture significant tax savings for him. He and his wife realized a first-year cash benefit of over $200,000 that year. It was really the first year that they realized they were going to have to write a rather large check to the IRS, which they hadn't had to do in quite a long time. So being able to apply the strategy of accelerating the depreciation not only gave him some new funding to potentially roll into a new property, but it also gave him the opportunity to roll that into improvements that he now needed to do on some of the properties he'd owned for a while. So it was really a fantastic fit for him as an investor, and we worked closely with his CPA to get those projects completed, get those reports to him, and assist the CPA with putting those on the tax return and realizing those savings for him.
So it looks like you're pretty much a surgeon of understanding this stuff. Like, now it makes sense to me, right? Like you said, I think maybe a segment or two ago, roughly about 20, 25 minutes ago, that this isn't just something that any CPA would know, would have a very deep understanding about. I mean, I think that there would be some good surface knowledge, but in fact, the way that it's done, the way that the study needs to be handled, working with the IRS, et cetera, it just seems like you're like a heart surgeon with some of this stuff. And I think that's really cool. And the benefit to somebody that's growing a portfolio over time, even though the cost basis may be $75,000 to $100,000 for each property, makes a whole lot of sense. You're able to scale. You're able to grow. You're able to minimize that tax liability. And that's just tremendous. And I love that. How much then generally should I be paying for this type of service? And I know that you're running a promo as well, so I wanted to have you talk about that a little bit. But I think this is not only of tremendous value, but I can see how this would make sense for anybody that has multifamily, that has single family, that has a portfolio. But then the natural question is, how much should I expect to pay for all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question and a very common question, because I think going back to when you asked about pros and cons, the cons oftentimes come with the thought of having to pay a professional service fee to have this type of a study done. And it's certainly a reasonable concern. Another thing I think is very important is that there's not a cost segregation provider anywhere that should ever promote that you do a study that would result in a small tax savings and the fee would be higher. That would be kind of bizarre. But we typically see that the fee to benefit ratio oftentimes is anywhere from 30 to 1 to 40 to 1 in terms of the fee and the ratio of benefit being 40 times greater than what you're paying in a fee to have that done. Now, a cost segregation study, depending on the size of property, it's very often a flat fee, and it's typically based on the size, the complexity, the type of building. As you can imagine, you can have a 10,000-square-foot building that's a warehouse, or you can have a top 10,000-square-foot apartment complex, and they're entirely different in the scope and the detail and analysis that needs to be performed for really putting a value on placing replacement cost value for carpeting and cabinetry and other assets. So without beating around the bush, a fee could be anywhere from maybe $3,000 up to, you know, five digits. It's very difficult to determine that without reviewing it.
That makes sense. And I think that's probably the best description ever, because I have to look at it from a return on investment standpoint too. Right. I would be investing $3,000 to $5,000, if not more. And here's how much in taxes I would be saving. So we have roughly a minute before we have to go to break. We talked about the shift and how the cash flow then investors can see a tremendous cash flow on the upside because of the shift in the liability. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I do want to also talk about the impact of the tax cuts for real estate investors and their projects. So that's coming up as well. And some of the energy efficiencies, I think, that Heidi, you and I were talking about during the break, that I'd like to kind of have you run point on and discuss as well. So we are headed to break. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you and your team?
You know, people are more than welcome to reach out directly to me, and I'm happy to discuss some of the strategies and consult with them in terms of what would be the best fit for their property, their location, and potential benefits. My phone number is 801-689-0325. Email address is hhenderson@engineeredtaxservices.com.
And I know, Think Realty listeners, you're getting a tremendous amount of value and information here, and don't take it for granted, because this is something that isn't really talked about. It should be more widely known, but you know what? I would take Heidi up on that, because quite frankly, spending even 15 minutes on the phone with her and her team would make all the difference in your overall tax liability scenario. Get in touch. You know how to do it. EngineerTaxServices.com. You have questions for me, I'm always available to you as well, because I love you. The best way to get in touch with me is go to ThinkRealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. And guess what? Think Realty is also a print magazine. You can find us at Barnes & Noble. Oh, yes, I write for it, which is the only reason why you even need to be reading the magazine. It's because I'm so awesome, I write for it. No, I'm totally kidding. There's so many awesome contributors to the magazine as well that provide you incredible information. So pick it up at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. We're coming to the home stretch. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Struggling to find the right rental properties? Home Invest has the hidden deals. Here's the process. Shop online to find the right property. Use a 1031 exchange, IRA, or cash to complete the purchase. HomeInvest coordinates contractors for renovations and property managers for renting, so your rental income will be auto-paid to your bank account. Finding the right rental property has never been easier. Visit HomeInvest.com/think to find your next hidden deal. That's HomeInvest.com/think.
Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com. Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buying HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, I was just telling my producer, Matt, I cannot believe I'm having so much fun with this interview with Heidi. It is incredible to me the amount of knowledge that one I'm getting just understanding this cost segregation piece. And I've been taking notes, and I encouraged Heidi to write a book. So she is absolutely on the air committing to writing a 10,000-page book with a video series, and it's going to be great. I'm putting words in her mouth, but I think you can make it happen. It's going to be awesome because I think these ideas, though complicated, will really not only save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in overall tax liability, potentially, depending on your scenario. Don't think you're going to be like a single family. You're going to have one rental and you'll be able to save $500,000 in taxes. Generally not going to work. But taking these ideas and breaking them down and really understanding the true nature of how they can positively impact you is awesome. And I'm excited. I mean, I think, Heidi, for me, it's been a tremendous learning opportunity, first of all. And then, two, to just understand the total impact here is really super cool. I know during the break, you wanted to talk a little bit about the impact of tax cuts and the Jobs Act, again, on real estate investors. So take it away and help me understand how all of this kind of fits together. Bring it home for me.
Okay, sounds good. Well, this is where I'm going to try not to get crazy excited, but it's a little bit hard. So all of the stuff that I explained in the prior segments about cost segregation and the percentages maybe we can shift or reclassify into 5 or 7 or 15-year property, then along comes the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was passed December 2017. And there's been so much commentary about this bill and who it's going to impact and what happens with lower tax rates and reductions of taking itemized depreciation or itemized deductions on some things for individuals. Lots of questions coming up all over about the impact that this is going to have. One thing I can tell you, since we have limited time, and we do offer quite a few educational webinars on these topics specifically for our real estate investors, so feel free to also visit our website for those webinars. You can learn more. We can spend hours talking about this tax cut bill. But the quick thing I want to give you is a little kind of a teaser. There is one piece of this bill that is called the 100% bonus depreciation piece. And 100% bonus depreciation is enormous because what it means is when you buy a building for the first time, when you buy a building and you apply a cost segregation study, any of the assets that we then reclassify as 5-year, 7-year, 15-year property, then 100% bonus depreciation applies to those assets. And what that means is they're no longer 5-year, 7-year, 15-year. They're all immediate.
No way.
So the total percentage, yes, the total percentage that we reclassify is 30%. That is the depreciation that will be realized for those assets the year that it's acquired. So if we move on $1 million building, we push 30%, it's 100% depreciation, you or 100% bonus, you have $300,000 of depreciation that year when you buy that building under this new tax bill that just passed.
That's crazy. That's
exciting.
We should just end the show like right now. I think that's enough. So that's awesome. What about this energy efficiency clauses that were in this budget bill? Are those just as juicy and awesome?
You know, both of those are really exciting as well. So there are two current energy efficient building incentives, federal incentives, that have been in play since about 2007. They've been expired for over a year, and just recently, mid-February, in the budget bill that was passed, there was an extension made for 179D and 45L. It currently applies to any property, new construction, or an existing property where there were renovations done that reduced the energy consumption in those buildings. This is going to be for buildings that were completed prior to December 31st, 2017. For the projects now coming into 2018 and moving forward, we're going to wait and see if we get extension on those going forward. But for right now, we do know that any properties that you own or that you've recently constructed or you've done lighting retrofits or mechanical changes to them, they likely qualify for these energy efficient building incentives. 179D, just in a nutshell, equates to up to $1.80 per square foot as a tax deduction for that property. And the 45L is a credit, which is a $2,000 per unit credit for energy efficient multifamily properties.
So that would apply to, does that apply to any type of multifamily? Is there a size restriction?
That's a great question. Thank you. Yeah, the 179D and 45L kind of play off of each other a little bit. 179D applies to any type of commercial building or multifamily that's four stories and higher. The 45L credit applies to only residential or multifamily homes or residences that are three stories or less. So there is kind of that differentiation between the two.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you for that clarification. And what else? I mean, there's. I feel like with this, there's just so much to go over. There's not enough time. We could probably end up talking about this for hours on end. We talked about the mistakes that real estate investors make when looking at cost segregation. We did a really deep dive into cost segregation. We told the world that you're putting out a 10,000-page book, which I think, you know, thank you for doing that, because quite frankly, for me, I would need something like that to consume on the weekends for 2 hours at a time. But generally speaking, the mistakes that real estate investors make in this world, you can absolutely handle. We've understood the pros and the cons of cost segregation. We understood when you should do it and when you absolutely shouldn't do it. Are there any additional tips that you have for real estate investors that are looking at this method, this strategy for reducing tax liability?
You know, there is so much application to it, and a lot of investors are aware and some are not. And I think the biggest piece of advice that I can offer to investors as they're particularly looking to or sort of entertaining the idea of jumping into this space is surround yourself with people that are experts in their field and people that have been successful in that arena. Follow social media and newsletters and read books and magazines about real estate. You know, this Think Realty Group is such a phenomenal resource. And it's this type of information that will lead you down the path and lead these investors down the path to gaining that knowledge and information. It doesn't mean that you have to know everything before you jump in. I think a lot of people get a little bit stuck because they feel like they need to know everything and have all their ducks in a row before they take that leap of faith and they purchase that first property. But I think in reality, go for it. If you have the means and you have some information, real estate investing is a phenomenal, I would say, adventure, if anything else. And
that's right.
That adventure is a process of learning. And what I've found oftentimes with business and entrepreneurship is that sometimes you just have to jump in and be brave. And when you take that first step, everything else begins to fall into place. Presuming that you keep yourself open, you look to those resources for that information, for that knowledge, you reach out to those people in the industry that have been around, that know what they're doing, and that can help you, teach you, and spend the time and willingness to guide you along the way. I believe that those people that make that leap will reap great rewards.
And what a way to close out the show. Heidi, thank you very, very much for having me go on this adventure for you and with you. And it's been awesome learning about these different types of strategies that real estate investors and I, like anybody else, can use to overall decrease that overall tax liability. And Think Realty Nation, if you want to get in touch with Heidi and her awesome team, make sure that you go to engineeredtaxservices.com. If you want to email her directly, her email is hhenderson@engineeredtaxservices.com. But got any questions for me? You know how to do it. ThinkRealty.com, or just find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Believe me, it's an open invitation to stalk me online. And I know you do that during lunchtime, so feel free to do that. And pick up a copy of our print magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new Biz Talk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of Biz Talk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Biz Talk Radio,